and welcome to Naked World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. The objective of our podcast is to uplift, inspire, motivate, and to encourage personal growth and introspection. It is envisaged that the Naked World Podcast will be broadcasted twice weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Beijing time. We invite you to join us on this journey of new discoveries. This is episode 1, and I am your host, RJ. Today we will explore the topic, Know Yourself. Aristotle once said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Before we dig into this topic, let us listen to the choir of the New Apostolic Church in Southern Africa.
God, the Father,
I'm sure you would agree with me, that was a lovely piece of music. The title of it is Precious, and it is number 8080 in the choir hymn collection of the New Apostolic Church of Southern Africa. Part of the words in that hymn, where the male choir sings, says, "As a child in time of trouble leans upon its mother's breast, so my soul from pain and suffering seeks God. God's temple, there to rest." What a wonderful, beautiful hymn, and I hope you found that inspiring and uplifting. You're listening to the Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please subscribe to our podcast, like or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So let us start. You know, I want to start off by saying this year 2020, we will all agree, has been really tumultuous. So much has happened. We can all relate to this, the COVID-19 pandemic that has hit this world. Started here in China, in this country, and spread all over the world, led to much heartache, suffering. Loved ones were lost, people lost their jobs, their houses, so much went wrong. And so much heartache is being experienced still and has been experienced. Now you will wonder, what has COVID got to do with our topic for today? Know yourself. Do you know what? Let me tell you this. Anything, any person, any situation that impacts on our sense of self-worth, or anything that devalues our sense of self-worth, is a threat to our psychology and our peace of mind, I would want to say. That's why another saying also that can be said, that knowing yourself is the key to happiness. So everything starts with knowing yourself. Let me use the analogy. We face a war, countries that face a war, they would know what weaponry they have at their disposal, what they can use to defend themselves. And this, in the same way, knowing ourselves, self-knowledge, lead to a greater sense of self-worth, which helps us to be able to handle that which we had to endure this year. And my hope is, as we go through this topic, that we will pause and reflect and, you know, think about it. Who am I? Who are you? Knowing yourself. And I'm quite sure that as we go through this topic, we will get a sense of who we are, what makes us happy, what gives us comfort. And hopefully, by knowing at the end of this talk, this, say, maybe one-sided monologue, we would be able to get to know a bit more about ourselves, understanding a bit more of who we are, where we go into, and what lies in the future. The objective here in today's topic is to make us think about where we find ourselves, where we come from, what we face, and what we possess within our inner being that can help us to go through whatever it is that we experience, whether it's isolation, loneliness, depression. Hopefully, by going through these few moments with me, we will rethink, do some introspection, and come up with some idea of who we are. And when, you know, these things around us become so bad, we then draw on our inner strengths, the things that are there for our disposal. And before I go any further, I think another piece of music from the choir of the New Apostolic Church in South Africa would be wonderful for us. And this one is titled, "You Knew Me, Lord. You Knew Me, Lord." Let us listen.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece of music. I'm sure that you would agree to that. You're listening to the Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please subscribe to our podcast, like or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Right, let's get back to what we were talking about, knowing yourself. I mentioned a quote previously, earlier on, about the beginning of wisdom is knowing yourself. You know, and knowing yourself is the key to happiness. And I'm quite sure all of us want to be happy. All of us want to be wise. So let's look at certain of these things that can help us to become more knowledgeable of ourselves, or becoming more self-aware of who we are. One of the key factors is the values that lies with our inner core. Knowing what drives us, or what our values are, and the things that is part of our inner core, will help us to get to know ourselves just a bit better. Let's look at some of the things that determines, or that can identify what makes up our value system. What are the kind of questions that we should be asking ourselves in determining our value system? Right? Things like, you know, the values are those things that help us and guides us in the decision making, and it motivates us to achieve goals. Like values like helping others, being creative, or, you know, focusing on financial security. These are motivational factors, and it provides us with the energy to keep on doing what we want to do, even when we are tired, and even if we do not want to go on in life anymore. The very, very much the inner core of what drives us, what is that, will self-motivate us if we know what our values are. That's the first item that helps us to get to know ourselves a bit better. One of the tools in identifying a bit more, highlighting a bit more of the things that goes on around us. Also the things that drives our passions. You know, what is it that drives us, or that we want to spend time on? This is very important. What are the things that you are curious about? What concerns you? Because that takes time, and that is where you allocate energy to. What do you pay attention to? Do you focus on feelings rather than facts? You know, this is how you feel, and this drives you to do things. Or what are the facts that you determine before you act or make certain decisions? You know, many people have built their careers around what interests them and what drives them. You know, and this becomes important for us to understand, because knowing our values, knowing the passions, that those things that we allocate time for, that we focus on, those are the things that give us a better understanding of who we are, because it will drive us to do the things that we need to do. Some of the other things that we can look at is, obviously, you knowing yourself, understand what your strengths are. What are the skills, the talents, and the abilities that you possess that you can do something about? And here, we want to focus on those things that you can rely on, those things that is your positive, you know, that drives you towards your goals. As gives you the strength of character, things like loyalty, respect for others also, emotional intelligence, fairness, and all these things. Knowing your strengths is one of the foundations of being self-confident and being self-aware, and it helps you to build a good self-esteem as well. Now, if we put some of these things together, and I don't want to go on too long because I know it can become boring, but think of these things that grants us the knowledge, the passion of who it is and what it is, and the knowledge to know that we are never alone, that we are guided by that which are internal and also that which is external, those things that are spiritual to us. And yes, I think this is a good point in this discussion, in this talk, to listen to another piece of music. And this piece of music is sung by the male choir of the New Apostolic Church in South Africa. It's titled, "It Touched Me." Let me read some of the words here. "Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath a load of guilt and shame, and in the hand of Jesus touches me, and now I'm no longer the same." Enjoy. He touched me and made me whole. Definitely a very deep hymn. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed it with me. You're listening to the Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please subscribe to our podcast, like or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You would have noticed that I haven't touched on anything spiritual yet. We focus on the values, the passions, the skills, and those things that can help us to become more self-aware, for us to gain a deeper knowledge of ourselves, to get to know yourself. And maybe in closing that off, I just want to add and encourage that we focus on that which is our strength. And it's a good idea to focus on that which you are good at, and to nurture that. This will help us to get to know ourselves better. It could help us even to have a deeper understanding of ourselves. And you know what? Before we finish this talk, I am a Christian, and I would love to leave something, leave this talk on a spiritual note. I'm giving you, reading you a word out of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 in the New King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. You know, for those who are Christians, this I give to you as part of the story, to know that we do not only need to get to know ourselves, but we've got the convictional guarantee that our Lord knows us. He knows the thoughts. He knows our thoughts. And what He thinks towards us, He wants thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give to us a future and a hope. That is very important. I want to again underline, anything, any person, or any situation that seeks to devalue our sense of self-worth, that wants to take that away, is a threat to us. And we need to overcome that threat, by getting to know more of ourselves. And maybe this is where then we have our living faith. Faith knowing that whatever we go through, we will be able to get through it, because the one that supports us, the one that carries us, is bigger than everything. That is the love of God our Heavenly Father. And we are never alone. As we think of this, let us listen to our final piece of music for this podcast. The title of this music is I Believe in Christ, sung by the choir of the New Apostolic Church, Southern Africa. another beautiful piece of music, which brings us now to the conclusion, to the end of our podcast. And just to maybe summarize our topic today, knowing yourself. So if knowing yourself is the key to happiness, as we've heard, and Aristotle once said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Anything, any person, any situation that devalue our sense of self-worth is a threat to our psyche. And for this reason, it's always a good thing to pause, reflect, introspection. Knowing ourselves is a very important countermeasure to that which threatens us. And these circumstances, like COVID-19, you know, let us take what is practical out of our discussion here today and apply it, and hopefully this will help us to improve our self-awareness. Maybe just in closing, a final quote from me out of Shakespeare in Act 1, Scene 3 of the famous play Hamlet. This is what was said. This above all, to thine own self be true. Can you repeat that? This above all, to thine own self be true. In closing, I want to give credit to the choirs and orchestras of the New Apostolic Church Southern Africa who adding to our joy and our inspiration in this podcast. I hope all of you have enjoyed the lovely music. Please remember to like and follow the Nakik World Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and to subscribe to the Nakik World YouTube channel. And also please subscribe to the Nakik World podcast. Until next time, till we meet again, goodbye from a lovely Beijing in mainland China.